talk to you about faith. In Romans chapter 1, verses 16, could you stand? Let's read that verse of scripture. I'm going to give you one example, and I'm going to be finished very, very soon. I thank God for that opportunity this morning to change your life. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Say, of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, read with me, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Could you say everyone? Everyone that believed, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Are you seeing that today? And also to the Greek. And then it says, hear what it says later on in the verse of scripture. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 17, what it says there? Verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Say faith to faith. Say we grow little by little. The righteous, listen, I know you don't like how you're behaving right now, but listen, if you stay with it, your righteousness or your right mindset and your right living will begin to be revealed by faith to faith. But little by little, say little by little. For it is written, the just shall live by the gospel. Faith in the gospel. We were talking about the gospel. The just shall live by faith. Could he say by faith? Could he say by faith? You listen, let's look at Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. Have your seats. The just shall live by faith. In Galatians 2, verses 20, the Bible says, for I am crucified with Christ. My God. Say, I'm crucified. You know, that's a faith statement. See, that's a faith statement. Paul wasn't crucified, but he's saying to the Galatian church, when Christ was crucified, I was crucified with him. Could somebody say amen? Amen. When Christ was crucified, I laid on the cross with Christ. He was there and I was in him, dying with him. Are you hearing me today? Nevertheless, I live. Say, I live. Not I, but Christ. Say, Christ. Christ who lives in me. I died, but I live. Say, faith. That's all faith. I don't see it. I don't feel it. But the Bible says it. I believe it. Could he say amen? It says, and the life that I live it in Christ. Hear what he said. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? Faith. By faith. You got to understand that this life that you're living, the only way you're going to be able to fulfill your assignment, experience the blessing of God, do the work of God, bless your family, bless your generation, you got to do it by faith of the Son of God who loves you and give himself for you. Could he say amen? Amen? Let's look at Galatians verse chapter 3 verses 10 now. And I'm going to tie this all up in the name of Jesus. For as many as of the work of the law are under the curse. If you don't live by faith, you will find yourself always fighting some type of curse. Are you hearing me today? If you don't learn to live by the gospel, what God says, faith in the gospel, you will always find yourself battling a curse. The Bible says, curses everyone that continueth not in all the things that are written in the book of the law to do them. So the gospel was given to you to live by, to break the curse off of your life. Can you say amen? Amen. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, for it is evident the just shall live by faith. See, it is evident. You know, have you not proven that you can't work hard enough to buy your own home? Have it not been proven that everything you desire in life, that you don't have enough energy to be able to work hard enough to get it? So have it not proven that the way, the health that you want from God, that you can acquire it, all amounts of exercise, that you need God to help you? Could he say amen? Amen? And the Bible says that you need to understand that everything God says to you, even good health, good family, good marriage, great children, you have to acquire all of these things by faith or by the help of God through the word of God. Are you hearing me today? All of these things are acquired or possessed by the help of God through the word of God. I release my faith in God through his word to possess the things that I don't have the ability, the strength, the wherewithal to possess. Are you hearing me today? Hear what the Bible says. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Come on, verse 30. Christ has redeemed us. Hey, say, I'm redeemed. That is somewhere for you to jump and scream about. My God. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So I don't have to be a curse anymore. You don't have to be a curse. You don't have to live under the curse. What is the curse? Death, sickness, poverty. Are you hearing me today? What's the curse? Death. Eternal death, physical death, sickness, and poverty. They're all curse. Are you hearing me today? The Bible said, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written. See, it is written. What does the gospel say? It is written, curses everyone that hang on a tree, that the blessing, say the blessing, of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise, say the promise, of the Spirit, true faith, say true faith, say true faith. Last verse of scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35. Everything you need from God, you get a true faith. How do I stop the curse in my life? True faith. Say, I stop it through faith. Hebrews 10, 35. Cast not away. Say, cast not away. Many of us started off in faith and we stopped. Somehow something deter you. Cast not away your confidence, which has a recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. Say, patience. That after you have done, say done. If you walk in my faith, there are things that you have to do. If you live in my faith, there are things that you have to do. After you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Are you hearing me today? It says, a little while. Say a little while. Yet a little while. And he shall come and will come and he will not tarry. God is going to deliver what he says. Say he's going to deliver what he says. I'm going to show you an illustration and I'm going to done. I want you to come here, Pastor Carey, Brother Wayne, that little boy. Where's Shonda, little son? He went to the children's church. I want a little child come up here with me. I want to show you something. Go stand. Come quickly, guys. Don't move so slow. You go over there for me, please. Go over there. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I want a small person. Come, Tyra. I'm not seeing you little, but just come, please. Stand next to Wayne. Come quickly. Hi, Araboshan. I want to show you something. Are you all with me today? Stand right here. You know, I wanted a little child, but we don't have a little child. Let's say you're a little child. I know you're grown. This is Wayne, okay? This is, Kerry is like God. Are you hearing me today? This is God over here. I'm giving you my money and give it back to me, please. Just hold all that in your hands. I conked it already, so don't take it. Put it out like this. God is talking to Wayne. This is Wayne's faith. Are you with me? Theo, I want you to come over here. You're a tall guy. Come and stand over there. This is Wayne's faith. Just picture she was this high. Stand over there. Go on this side of Wayne. So this is Wayne's faith. The Bible says, God has given to every man a measure of faith. So when you give your life to Jesus, just picture Tyra this tall. And God has given Tyra to Wayne. This is Wayne's faith. Are you with me? This is Wayne's faith. Tyra, your name is faith. No longer Tyra. God is saying to Wayne, this is the promise. Wayne, I have this for you, sir. This is yours. Wayne is praying. Go into praying mode. All right, no, it's not too loud. So God is saying, I have this, so he's praying. So we now want what God has. So we now say, man, I believe God has something for me. So we begin to draw close to God. He's praying. He come close to God. And put up your hands. When Wayne comes to God, pray. He praying, asking God for the money. But God says to him, I cannot give it to you. Because he that, put up that scripture, he that comes to God, in Hebrews 11, he that comes to God must believe. See, he must believe. Are you all with me today? He is coming to God, asking God to bless him, but he left his faith behind. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He came to God, but he came to God without faith. Amen. He left his feet. So he's begging. He's crying. He's pleading. And God is looking at him like, I can't help you, man. He's crying. You know, he's putting penance. He's beating himself. And God says, I can't help you unless you come with faith. So he got frustrated. And he went back. He went back and he said, God don't love me. God don't care about me. It's not that God don't love him. God love him. But he don't have any faith with him. So then kneel, come, man. Come, kneel. Come, come. Kneel is like the word of God. So the word of God comes into his life and gives him revelation that you, because he needs the word. So I need a word. It's the word that allows him to know that he needs to carry his faith. So when the word comes in his life now, you stand next to him. No, he is going back to God. Are you with me today? When he's going back to God to get his need, man, now he is going with the word of God. And with his faith. Now come. He's coming to God again. And when he comes to God now, listen to me. He comes to God and God is looking at him. And God is pleased. Say he's pleased. He that comes to God must believe, because God looks that he came to him with the word of God and with his faith. And now God is pleased to give him what he's asking for. Now, God don't just give it to him. God gives it to his faith, and then his faith delivers. Carrie don't want to let go of the money, man. And his faith gives the answer to him, and then he turns around. Come back. Come back here. Are you hearing me today? Stand right here. You stand back, Tyra. So Tyra was the seed of faith he released. Are you hearing me today? But now God wants to give him something bigger. Take that chair and put it in front of you. God wants to give him a bigger blessing. So the word of God has to begin to minister even more. He needs more of the word. Because to get a bigger blessing, the word that he has, his faith has to grow. Say, his faith has to grow. So as he began to spend time with the word of God, his faith grew. Because this little faith is not strong enough to bring this in. Are you hearing me today? His faith is too small to take this and bring it into his life. So his faith has, and many of us, we are believing God for big things, but our faith is too small to deliver what God has for us. Are you hearing me today? So when he comes to God, come back with Tyra. He comes back to God with the word of God. And he's saying, I came for my blessing. And God says, my son, I cannot give you the blessing because your faith do not have the capacity to carry this blessing. So you have to go back and build your faith and come back to me. And that's why the Bible says, you have need of patience. And in a little while, he shall come. But you need to build your faith to the level that your faith can carry the blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he goes back. And he says, I got to grow my faith. So the little faith, you got to go. Thank you so much, little faith. So the word continued ministering to him, ministering to his head. The word is changing his mind. The Bible says that be conformed, not conformed to this world, be transformed to the renewing of your mind. And his mind is changing. Now his faith grew up to this great man of God here. Amen. So he's coming back to God again. Come back with the great man with him. And when God see him coming, God know that he is ready, because now he has the capacity to carry the blessing back into his realm. You can't carry it up in the chair, man. Put it back right there. But then his faith grows so strong later on that after a while, he don't even have to go to God. He gets to this place where the word of God begins to minister to his mind. And he found out, the Bible says, that God inhabits the praises of his people. And he got a revelation that I don't really have to go to God. I can bring God into my situation. So he switched from prayer to praise. And he began to discover. And then he released his faith. Push your faith out. He pushes his faith. And his faith goes and get God. And brings God into the situation. That he don't have to even ask God for any. Are you hearing me today? You see, unless your faith grows up to that level, God is not coming into your situation until the word of God gives you the revelation of God. And your faith grows to the level that brings God to the situation. And then God takes hold of you and takes you to your next level. God takes him to his level, where he lives on a level where God is. So when we are complaining that our lives are not changing, it is not God's problem. Thank you, guys. It is not God's problem. It is not God's problem. Thank you so much for my money back. We don't want to take the time to spend time with the Word, to have our minds change. It is not that God don't want to do it for you. But you have not done the prerequisite to please God. Say, please God. Without faith, it's impossible to meet the prerequisites of God. To please God. To meet what is the prerequisite or what is the criteria to have God move for you. Because he that comes to God must believe. Say, you must believe. That he exists. And he's a rewarder. Could he say he's a rewarder? I see God building your faith this morning. Why do we have Bible study? Is it because I don't want to stay home and be home? No, because God has given me an assignment to build your faith with the word of God, to feed you with the word, where your faith becomes so strong that you will be able to go to God by yourself with the word of God and your faith and have God deliver for you things that are just naturally impossible. The Bible says that while Daniel was in the lion's den, through faith he subdued. He subdued lions. Listen to me. You got to understand that through faith, you have the ability to quench lions, to shut the lion out. I don't care what is trying to devour you today. That through your faith, you can shut the mouth of that lion that is trying to eat you up. Are you hearing me today? That through faith, you can subdue kingdoms. I don't care if principalities and powers are coming against you. You have the ability through faith to shut down principality, to shut down kingdoms. Them, to stop the mouths of lions, to quench fire. If you might be going through fire this morning, through faith you have the ability to walk through fire like asbestos. You walk through like fire retardant, and you walk through fire and not even get burned. The Bible said through faith you wax valiant. You are strong. Through faith, you became strong. You waxed valiant. You turned to fly the armies of the devil. You look at devils and say, not here. And they turn around and leave by flight. And then people want to know, well, so why this God is not doing for me? Because you don't have the belief in him like you should. If you go into God and feel that you're crying and you're weeping and your tears is going to move God, God is not moved with your tears. God is not moved with your crying. God is not moved with all your bawling and squeaking and my mother this and my father this and look what I did. No, God is moved with faith. But when you meet the prerequisites, when your faith is at the level, when he goes to God and he has the faith capacity and the word information, he's at rest because he know ain't no way you're going to say no. As a matter of fact, I come to God with such expectation that I come to God, I say, thank you for the answer. And I turn around and know that my faith already got it. And my faith is pulling into my life because I switch from begging to thanking because I met the prerequisites for God to meet my need. So no longer am I forcing God. And Lord, you know I'm going through. And Lord, you know this. And Lord, you know. You don't know God because when you come to God with faith, you say, Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord, that your word said to me that if I will tithe, you will open the windows of heaven. So please give it to my faith so my faith can give it to me. And by faith, I walk away expecting my faith to deliver what God has promised to me. Can we stand to our feet this morning? wants to change your life. I don't care if you're sick in your body. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care what's going on. God could change your life in a moment. God says to me on Friday, two things that will keep you from experiencing financial breakthrough. Number one, the fear of lack. Number two, the love of money. Are you hearing me today? If you are afraid of lack, you can't give because you're afraid if you give, you won't have. You never attract money. Do you understand that money has an assignment? Money has a purpose? Money has a destiny? And money has potential just like us? Do you know the Bible says in the book of Haggai chapter 4 that the silver and gold is God's? The silver don't belong to the Jews. It doesn't belong to the Arabs. The silver and gold belongs to God. Are you hearing me today? Why does God people don't have it? Because we don't attract it. For money to come to you, you have to have the mindset for money to grab it. God has already, if God has given you an assignment, God has already given money an assignment to find you. If God has given you an assignment to fulfill, God has already given money and resources and assignment to find you. Could somebody say amen? Money has no destiny until it finds the one with the assignment to take money to its destiny. So money is looking to you so that money could fulfill your destiny. Could somebody say amen? Because when God created money and exchange, where you exchange in the natural, there's exchange in the spirit, where faith exchanges with the will of God to the manifest. It brings the will of God through the vehicle of faith. But God understands in the natural, there's exchange where money transaction takes place. And he has created money for building his kingdom in the earth. But you will not attract money if your mindset is afraid to lose it. Because if you have the fear of lack, when God said it to you to get it to the assignment, you will keep it for yourself. It's just like your children. God has given you your children. Your children has potential. They have a purpose. They have a destiny. But they are not your children. You are just given to hold them and develop them to release them to their destiny. Money came into your life in the same way. You are a steward of it until God is ready to send it to his destiny. But if you are fear of lack, when God is ready for it, you are not going to release it. Just like Jesus says, if I don't go, then he will not come. There are certain monies that you have that you are holding that God is trying to take from you. And until you release it, what he has for you will not come. Because God knows when I sell it to you, you make it your own and don't let it go. So I'm not selling anymore to you because I didn't sell it to you to keep. I sell it to you to start so it will get to my assignment and to fulfill its destiny. But you are afraid that if I release it, I will not have more coming. It's the same when you release your children to get married. They go get married, give birth to more children, and now your children has multiplied to grandchildren. It's the same way with money. When you release it to his destiny, it goes and fulfills his destiny, multiplies, come back into your life. And the love of money, that we love money so much that we will not let it go. I love you, I can't let you go. I'll show you something before I close. When Jesus needed to pay his taxes, he told Peter, there's a fish in the water looking for me. He got my money. Check this out. Jesus knew I'm in God's assignment. So there's money looking for me to fulfill this assignment. So Jesus told Peter, go by the edge of the water, drop your hook. Listen, this fish had the whole ocean to swim in, but he was waiting for Peter's hook. Are you with me today? This fish had the whole ocean. But when he told Peter to drop the hook, because Jesus was in faith knowing that my money is very close by. If you drop the hook, you will get it. It is the same way when Jonah was running from God and God used a fish to get him back his assignment. That money was running from the will of God. So God, somehow it fell from somebody. This fish picked it up and took that money to its assignment into the hands of Jesus. That will let you know there are monies that are looking for you. There are resources that are looking for you. But you draw it to you with your faith. But if you're afraid to let it go, you're disqualified to come to you. If everything I give you, you put it in a cage and lock it up. And then when you lock it up, you will not let it go. Then God says, I can't give you my children. I can't give you what I've... Like that fish was smart enough to release it to Peter. And I have discovered the way to prosper is to live by faith. And anybody that don't tithe will never be rich. Anybody who don't give honor God with their finance will never have a surplus. You will have just enough or less than enough. Are you hearing me today? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being came a curse for us. And he says, it is evident that the just shall live by faith. And by faith you break the power of the curse off of your life. When we live by faith, I don't want to hold on to anything God tell me to let go of. And I don't want to let go of anything God say hold on to until I'm ready for it.